broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Hi, Danielle. It's Ben Crenshaw.
Hey, Ben. The Century Tournament of Champions volunteer registration is open now for the 2023 event. Volunteering, a variety of opportunities to get involved in the PGA Tour's annual Maui event. It returns for the 25th year to the Plantation Course at Kapalua, January 4th through the 8th, and the volunteers working five or more shifts get two uniform shirts, a hat, a tournament pin, a clear tote with the tournament logo, one parking lot pass, shift meals, and a complimentary round of golf at the Bay Course. So join a great team of community minded people celebrating 25 years on Maui. Register to get involved and volunteer at CenturyTournamentOfChampions.com and just click the volunteer link. All right, that's at the Plantation Course. You know, we lost several really amazing men in the last few days, and of course, a truly amazing woman as well. Herb Kohler, the Kohler Plumbing Products magnate, died on last Saturday, in the Wisconsin town he grew up in. Something like 1,800 residents lived in Kohler, Wisconsin. He made Wisconsin a golf destination. It started with the American Club, and courses to satisfy the guests who flocked there soon followed. And Julian Robertson, the man who made selling short on Wall Street a thing, and incredible hedge fund manager that he was, including the Tiger Management Hedge Fund. And he was also a philanthropist. He gave some $2 billion to charitable causes in his lifetime. He died 2 weeks ago. In the world of golf, he is known for being the driving force behind New Zealand's Kauri Cliffs and Cape Kidnappers, considered by many to be one of the best golf courses in the world. And unless, of course, you were not paying any attention at all, Queen Elizabeth died on Thursday. Play was halted on the European Tour, the DP World Tour, until this morning, Saturday morning. They started playing like last night, our time in Hawaii. Yeah, they're playing the flagship tournament. It's amazing at Wentworth, and they're getting everything in, just about wrapping up the second round of golf. Got a great show for you with Ron Syrak and Alex Myers and Derek Graber and Claude Brousseau, PGA Master. But Ron Green is kicking it off this morning. We'll be back with Ron Green after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Streaming worldwide from sunny Hawaii, it's Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club Radio Show, brought to you by these fine sponsors. Are you ready to take your game to the next level? Own the simulators the pros use, the Golf Zone Simulators, now available in Hawaii. Call Dan at Indoor Birdie Hawaii, 808-635-3989. MD Restoration, water, flood, broken pipe cleanup, 24/7 licensed and insured. Raynor Garage Doors, steel, aluminum, and wood. Make your home more beautiful. That's Raynor Doors. Aloha Power's Megastore is open behind the Costco gas station in Iwilei. Aloha Power Equipment, Iwilei and Waipahu. We put power at your fingertips. SciPac Cybersecurity, an elite group of cyber specialists providing the deepest level of protection anywhere in Hawaii. Call 808-861-9595. And Aloha Section PGA. Teach your children to play golf. It's the gift that lasts forever. Now, here's Danielle Tucker.
Let's bring in Ron Green Jr., award-winning golf journalist, including six first-place awards from the Golf Writers Association of America, the toughest audience of all, PGA Tour correspondent, senior writer for Global Golf Post. Welcome into the clubhouse, Ron.
Good morning. How's everything out there?
We're doing okay. Maui just got a whole lot of rain that we were, I don't think, expecting, like flooding. But otherwise, we're doing really good. One course won't open up until noon. That's how much water we got. That's Maui Nui. So, BMW PGA Championship. Soren Kjeldsen, Victor Hovland, Thomas Detry, Rafa Cabrera-Bello, and Rory McIlroy are at the top of the leaderboard. Rory, 7-under for the day today, as well as Rafa and Thomas. They're playing lights out. But I was really taken, Ron, by your piece about Rory McIlroy, Made for the Moment. It was wonderful. Thank you. Yes, and the research that you did on him and the conversations that you had, his parents working day and night, literally, to fund their son's golf career, that started when he was very young. Kind of like Tiger, right? I mean, he was like this little kid that was amazing people.
Yeah, well, thank you for the nice words, and as I've told some other people, it helps when the people I was talking to gave me such good material to work with, and Rory himself is just... You know, I mean, for those of us in the business, whether you're watching him or writing about him, whatever, I just think he's one of those special ones who's come along, and he's sort of grown into this new role. I mean, he won 4 major championships, you know, what felt like the blink of an eye, and he's won, whatever, 21, 22 PGA Tour events. But he's just become sort of the man of the moment for the PGA Tour and sort of bringing, I don't know, I guess some perspective and reason to this whole tour live golf battle that's emerged. I mean 18 months ago, who would have imagined professional golf would be as fractured as it is right now? And you know, it's funny, we're talking about it this week, but those, you know, players from both sides playing over a Wentworth. But I just think, you know, Rory is, he's a very, very smart guy who is as smart people tend to do, is surrounded himself with smart people, and just has a good sense. There's just, as Seth Wall, the CEO of the PGA of America, said, he has got a huge true north, and I do think that's sort of what guides him these days.
His true north. That's very well put. Rory McIlroy did something that most kids don't do these days. He left high school to turn pro, and I was really fascinated by some of the books that he's read that have influenced him.
Yeah, I was just a reader, apparently. Brad Faxon, when I was talking to him, who's very close to Rory, he was talking about how much Rory reads. And Rory, there have been stories written about some of the books, which is where I got that information. But a lot of self-help or self-improvement type things, you know, whereas I like to read, you know, cop books and detective books. He seems to read, you know, more deeper, more... introspective type things, and you know, and he applies it. You know, through the years, being fortunate enough to sit in dozens and dozens of interviews with him, the things he will sort of point to in little places here and there, you can tell he's really well read, and you know, takes an interest in it, seeks things out, and seeks out the opinion of others, and you know, he makes his own decisions, but I think he takes counsel very well.
I want to go straight to those books, because I think for a lot of folks, it might be something they'd want to pick up, too. The Greatest Salesman in the World, by the late O.G. Mandino, about using failure and struggle to further one's self-belief. Thought that's interesting. Kind of seems like an oxymoron in a way. And The Yep. Obstacle is the Way. The Obstacle is the Way by Ryan Holiday, about perseverance and resilience. And you talk about how he's used that, those two ideas, as he's failed, for instance, so masterfully in the Masters, when, you know, he was about to win and he's all of a sudden way out and left field.
Yeah, I mean, what was it, 2011, I guess. I mean, it was just, you know, we'd spent the whole week writing about Rory's going to win, and he's throwing the football around in the yard with his buddies who were staying with him, and he goes out there suddenly on Sunday and is just a different person and shoots 80. I remember he hit that ball over beside one of the cottages on the 10th hole, and I think he 3 or 4 putts the 12th hole and just makes a mess of it, and just, you know, as crushing a final round as you could imagine. And among two things I remember was he was man enough to stand in the locker room afterwards and answer questions. There were about 5 or 6 of us standing around him. He stood there and didn't dodge it, didn't duck it, just, you know, told us what had happened and moved on. And then what was it, 2 months later, he wins the U.S. Open and Congressional by about 1 million shots.
Yes.
taken that. And then, you know, we can fast forward it to this summer when he did so well in the Open Championship, only to, you know, sort of come up a little flat on Sunday. But Cam Smith sort of, you know, goes out and plays one of those rounds that wins major championships. And then rather than just, you know, let it sort of dull the rest of his year, he comes back and wins the FedEx Cup and doesn't coming from behind to beat the number one player in the world. So it's been, you know, more than once, and there are other examples. I think he's, he's like anybody else. He has his disappointments, and it gets him down for a while, but then he turns it around and has been able to, shows just some remarkable resilience.
Yes, exactly. And using failure and struggle to further one's self-belief. It's like,
yes.
A lot of us would go
pretty good at, I could take a lesson or two from him, I would imagine.
What I was thinking, too. Now, Brad Faxon, we all know that name. U.S. player. How did Rory McIlroy and Brad Faxon team up? How did that happen?
Well, I think they're both down there at in South Florida. I think they're both at the Bears Club. I'm not positive of that, but I think that's how it is. So they've been around each other a lot. And then, you know, if there have been two sort of recurring challenges in Rory's golf game through the years, his wedge play distance, maybe control, has been a bit of a challenge, but he has the advantage that he hits it so far and so well off the tee, and he gets to hit more of those shots than most people. And, you know, and putters run hot and cold. And so he went to Brad for some putting advice. And as Faxon has talked about, and Rory too, they don't talk much about technique, about, hey, you need to, you know, do this, do that in your stroke. It's more, I don't know, cosmic almost. It's more state of mind and preparation and feeling than it is, hey, you know, you need to move your hands 2 inches forward at address or move the ball back. You know, there's some of that, I'm sure, but it's much more of conceptual and philosophical, I think, which I think is the way Rory operates.
Yeah. Yeah, I see what in your article for Global Golf Post, and you are senior writer for Global Golf Post, Brad Faxon on his conversation with McIlroy's caddy, Harry Diamond. How does he do it to throw on him what's been thrown on him, not just in the past couple of weeks, but getting on the PGA Tour policy board? You know, and the question is, how, you know, when was the last time Phil Mickelson or Greg Norman did that? You know, I'd say never.
Yeah, Brad couldn't resist throwing that little dig in there.
Yeah. So it is quite something to see him be so steadfast in his position and not let all the arrows bring him down. And, you know, it goes back to that self-belief, and it's really something wonderful to see, and it's marvelous. Now, I need to ask you about the President's Cup. I'm going to kind of switch gears here. The President's Cup, a lot of people are saying, like, oh, who cares about the President's Cup? It doesn't mean anything. It's the internationals against the U.S. team, and the U.S. team always wins. What's your thought?
Well, I live here in Charlotte, and where I am, I'm about a five-minute drive away from Quail Hollow, where they have built, you know, a small city within the golf course. I mean, it's an enormous event for the PGA Tour. Sure, it's sort of clouded a little bit by the circumstances of the moment, but, I mean, it's going to be a big celebration. They've got it. I mean, they're going to have 40,000 fans a day. They have a 2,500-seat stadium right on top of the first tee. The players are actually going to come out through a tunnel onto the first tee in this sort of arena. And, you know, they pulled it all out, built docks out in a lake there for fans to watch and all this stuff. It's really spectacular what they've done. Now, the fact that, you know, both sides have been impacted by the LIV Golf thing and players who've left. I think from Davis Love's perspective on the American side, think about this. He's lost potentially Bryson DeChambeau, Brooks Koepka, and Dustin Johnson, just to name three. Now, all would have had to sort of play their way onto the team given the seasons they were having. But, I mean, those are three guys you'd like to have. But he's without those and still got a team that's just, you know, It looks like, you know, looks like a Bill Belichick Patriots team. And then Trevor Immelman, who's just one of the nicest people you could ever be around, I mean, his team's just been gutted. I mean, we know the history here. I mean, they've won, internationals have won one of, 13 or whatever President's Cup's played. And so they're up against it anyway. And then they lose Cam Smith, they lose Joaquin Neiman, they lose Louis Oosthuizen and others, Carlos Ortiz. And so he's got a giant hole there. I mean, it was, it's an uphill battle just, instead of, climbing a long uphill par five. Now they're climbing, whatever the tallest mountain in Hawaii is, straight up a hill.
We just go to Mount Everest.
Mount Everest. And so, so he will appeal. He's already said he's going to appeal to all, we're playing for all the underdogs in the world, he said. We understand what we're up against. Selfishly, you kind of hope they can keep it really, close enough going into Sunday that there's some drama there. But, you look, Davis Love's got Justin Thomas and Jordan Spieth going out together. Probably he's got Xander Schauffele and Patrick Cantlay going out. His biggest problem is figuring out, now where do I fit in Colin Morikawa?
Exactly.
Or something like that,
And Max Homa, right?
And, Max Homa, and he's got Scotty Scheffler there. He's got Scheffler and Burns are going to be a great duo together. It's already sort of built in for Davis, I think. So, it's sort of, as I was on conference calls with both Davis Love and Trevor Immelman last week, and Davis said it's just sad for the sport that we're at this point where we are. And Trevor's line was, it's obviously very disappointing. I was writing something that's actually going to be in the Monday magazine, just like sad and disappointing are not the words you really want to be thinking, to have sort of setting up the President's Cup. And in one way, that's sort of where we find ourselves.
Yeah, yeah. And at the same time, I think this is a very great event because we've been playing golf, just like, UK, we've been playing golf for a long, long time. And yes, the U.S. won the Ryder Cup a long time. And then all of a sudden, the European squad, they started winning because they got stronger. They got more experience. And the same thing holds true for the international team. As the longer and the stronger the internationals get, the more competition they're going to take into this. So I'm just glad that this event is happening for our internationals to be able to be a part of a team. I know it's hard because not everybody speaks the same language. I've heard all of that. But when you're on a team, you coalesce. That's all there is to it. You want to be number one. And they have strong pride. And they're going to one day give us something to think about. And I'm just kind of looking forward to that day, frankly.
Well, yeah, and I think Jay Monahan, the people from the PGA Tour who put on the President's Cup, they understand. The best thing that could happen for the President's Cup is for the United States to lose. because, the only thing, it's not a rivalry if the same team wins all the time. And that's sort of what happens. Now, the last couple overseas and South Korea and in Australia have been really, really competitive. It was a blowout up at Liberty National, whatever it was, 5 years ago. I think the closer the competition, the more compelling it becomes. Maybe we get that in 2 weeks. It's just at this moment and playing the game on paper and all that, it doesn't look that way. But, that's the thing about golf and particularly match play. It doesn't take but, one round for, if the international team has two goofs get hot the first day and suddenly, what if we finish the first day and suddenly they're leading 3-2 instead of down the other way? You think, uh-oh, what do we got going on here? And maybe they get a little, get that momentum going. It's a big ask, but, funny things happen in golf.
Yes, and if not this year, next, or 2 years from now.
Right.
Ron Green, Jr., award-winning golf journalist and senior writer for Global Golf Post. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Enjoyed it as always, Danielle. Take care.
You too. Aloha. We're going to come back and get some lessons in playing this game of golf. Like, should I be, don't you sit or stand over that ball with your golf club and all you want to do is hit it? I just want to hit that ball. I want it to fly. That may not be the best way to approach, on the first tee or the second. We'll be back after this. His name is Claude Brousseau. Master PGA. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Aloha Power Equipment has moved from Sand Island to Evilay. Their new superstore is open at 500 Alakava, located across from Home Depot's Evilay parking structure. Honda, Maruyama, Shindaiwa, Echo, Milwaukee, Steel, riding mowers, robotic mowers, chainsaws, weed whackers, generators, blowers, they've got it all. Aloha. Waipahu and now Evilay.
Power Equipment.
We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment.
PGA Junior League is a fun team golf experience for kids that the entire family can enjoy.
Boys and girls learn the game from PGA and LPGA professionals and have a great time with friends.
Find your team and get ready for a fun and exciting PGA Junior League season.
I want to see you out playing in your jersey and having fun. Visit PGAJuniorLeague.com.
Are you ready to take your game to the next level? Own the simulators the pros use. The award-winning Golf Zone simulators are now available in Hawaii. Automatic ball return and tee up. 5 different hitting surfaces. 200 courses worldwide. And a moving dual plate floor system with worldwide internet connectivity. To get yours, contact Dan at Indoor Birdie Hawaii. 808-635-3989.
All right. I want to stop everything for just a minute and tell you about the Copper Tech Golf Club. Actually, you could also, there's the one for gardening as well. You know how we pound the keyboard all the time? You know, we're constantly writing on the keyboard, computer this, computer that, just always using our hands. And just after a while, they get kind of, I don't know, sore. I'm not talking about arthritis, but if it's arthritis, no problem, because Copper Tech has this cool compression feel. The gloves help increase the blood flow, ease discomfort in the hands, and they're non-slip. So they're kind of extra grippy, and it lets you hold on to things, like a club or a garden tool, for that matter, with a lot less tension. So I've got Copper Tech Golf Glove for you. If you're the winner, the ninth caller, it's 808-545-1111. Good luck.
Wow, what a beautiful day. Let's go back in the clubhouse and listen to Danielle Tucker.
Claude Brousseau, PGA Master, Director of Player Development, Wailea Golf Academy at Wailea Golf Club on Maui, Golf Channel Academy Lead Coach, Golf Digest Certified Instructor, Golf Digest Best Teachers in Your State, our state. He is talent contributor on Morning Read, Sports Illustrated's golf section. He does videos for Golf Tips in Paradise. He's author of Realize Your Golfing Potential, Unlock the Secrets of a Proficient Short Game, Vision 54 Coach, Aimpoint Certified, you know, Horton Smith Award recipient, Bill Straw. Claude. How do you have time for all these things?
Good morning, Danielle. I guess it's having a passion for the last 30 years about this great game, and things happen.
Yes, it's exactly right. You know, you just keep on doing one thing, and then you're able to then do another thing, and pretty soon you're incorporating more and more things in your life, and it's pretty amazing how much you can actually do without realizing that you're doing all these things. I kind of speak from experience. Now, what's beautiful about what we've just talked about is that's kind of like learning the game of golf. You just kind of incorporate one thing after another. You get proficient at this and proficient at that, and pretty soon you've got a golf game. But a lot of us get stuck on the first tee, the second tee, whenever you're teeing it up, because you want to go far, you want to go long, you want to hit that ball, you want to attack it. So that's probably not the best mindset I've heard. What do you think?
You're right, Danielle. So let's explore a different mindset. It's more about, you know, first having a clear intention of what you want to do. You see, it has nothing to do with mechanics yet. The first objective of the tee is put the ball in play. And if golfer were more looking at the golf swing versus hitting, it's a throwing motion. I see that every day on the coaching tee when we help the player to experience in their body. Okay, I will say, okay, get rid of that golf club and just take a ball in your hand and get in your golfing position, like if you had a club, and throw me that ball out there. Amazingly, naturally, they do, you know, on the backswing, the way it goes on the trailing leg, and then they shift on the leading leg, and then they finish with a nice rotation, and all the weight is going on the lead leg, and the rotation is nice. And I say, okay, let's just replace the ball with the club. The sooner the golfer think more of golf as a throwing motion instead of hitting at the ball, they perform better because in their other activity of throwing, the neurological system in their body knows what it's throwing about.
So you just have to make sure that what you do is you don't lose the golf club as you're throwing it toward the ball.
Correct.
Yeah.
Exactly. But, I mean, it sounds interesting in one way. Of course, I don't do that, but I know somebody that part of the learning curve when the people go to see that coach, he has small club and he have them throw them in the driving range.
Oh.
But I rather throw the ball or another good exercise. I mean, it's a mindset thing, meaning by that if your intention is, let's say, do just imagine that you just want to hit the tee. We're on the first tee, let's say. And then let's say if you change your mind by, okay, I just want to swing on that tee underneath the ball. And then you totally forget the ball. You'd be amazed how more efficient you are. I had this person, she says, when the ball is there, I'm not doing well, but my practice swing is good. But I say, okay, trick your brain. It's always a practice swing. It's the other thing is that you, the golfer, if they stay more on the process of swinging the club versus intention of hitting a ball, they will do better. And it's interesting, I was listening to you before talking about Rory in 2014, I think when he won the
Congressional
Open.
Oh yeah.
He had kind of his manjo or his plan for the week. And then after you won, they ask him, what was your plan? Because he didn't want to tell them on Saturday. And he says, you won't be really excited about my plan, but here's, I had two words this week. Process for the long swing and spot for putting. Meaning, on his long swing, it was just every single swing he would repeat to himself, okay, stay in the process. Then for putting, start the ball on that spot.
Right.
How many technical touches did he have? Or, you see, and then if it worked for him, it worked for us. However, you need to train on that.
Right, right. Now, the thing about the practice swing and the real swing is there's no ball in front of you for the practice swing. So, there, you know, but as soon as you put the ball down, the brain sort of like, oh, there's that ball, and I have to hit it. And, you know, I don't know, months, years possibly of not hitting it correctly, all of a sudden comes flooding back into you, and that self-confidence thing. You know, that everything, it's, so what it, you have to do is I like the idea of swinging through, you know, just don't even think about the ball. Just swing toward the target. Just swing.
Correct.
Right?
And then be more aware of what's going on with your body versus the ball. The ball will tell you what happened. But if you focus, okay, I want to finish in balance. See, the mindset is not hitting the ball, it's finishing in balance.
Ah,
then
yes.
You will be free to swing The other thing is when you want to hit at that ball is you tensing up, and then I call that you destroy the athlete that is a flowing, throwing motion. And then when you said, I like when you said confidence, you know, and confidence is a feeling. Competence is a behavior. So that's different. So what you need to do is you need to train, let's say, most of the people don't have a lot of time to train, but still, I had somebody yesterday, and he was a fairly advanced golfer, and I challenged him. I say, get the ball off that tee, please, and see if he can just, you know, strike the tee three times in a row. Couldn't do it. I say, sir, what makes you think that when the ball is there, you will achieve the swing that you want to do? So he looked at me and says, wow, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
The thing is, to produce a better result, you need to have a motor skill that allows you to do it. And then when you remove the outcome, you got a better chance to produce it.
Is that, you know, we hear that phrase, you got to groove your swing?
Groove the swing means, in fact, yes, let's say yes. You have to have a repeatable swing. Doesn't need to be perfect. Doesn't need to be technically like flawless. But you need to have a sense of repeatability in that swing.
Yeah.
Then when people get really frustrated, here's my line on that: the level of frustration is directly proportional to the distance or gap between expectation and skill. So. The greater is the difference between your expectation to hit that ball and your level of motor skill is larger, you will get frustrated.
Yeah. Yeah, so if you think you... Yes, absolutely. And that's why you have to go to the course with realistic expectations for the outcome.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct. And then the key also, Danielle, is stop thinking so much over the ball or barking to yourself what to do. Here's the reason behind that. The golf swing, the total time for a golf swing is roughly, for anybody who plays the game, 1.6 to 1.8 seconds. And then the downswing itself is a quarter of a second. And listen to this one. The impact is 4 millionths of a second.
Wow.
Why? How many thoughts can you have in 1.6 seconds?
Oh, a lot.
Okay, and then how do you think you can control the club at the moment of impact? Because that's what the golfer, most of them, try to do for 4 millionths of a second. This is just they set themselves up for failure. Meaning, okay. Have a clear intention of where you want the ball to go. And then be an athlete that in your mind you want to swing your club to a finish. And the ball happened to be in the middle of that. We can use other analogy in other sport. If you are playing basketball, let's say, and you're at the free throw line, I always ask the players here who play basketball, how much time do you think about the ball? They say, I don't. I look at the basket up there. Well, okay. Golf is similar for the athletic human brain. It's about be aware of what you do with your body when you swing the club. And most importantly, Danielle, is what did you do when you did a good shot?
Oh, yeah.
Most of the people come and say, Claude, please, please, please tell me what I do wrong. And then let's say the pure shot, I will say. First, could you rate that on a scale of 0 to 10? And then they give themselves a 6. I say, no, that's not a 6, golfer. It's a 9. You need to know what good is so you don't try to do something else on the next ball, just something similar.
Oh, that's a really good reason to go to a golf professional to find out what good is.
Yes. So Exactly. So you need to know what good is first so you can repeat it on demand. Then, like, let's say you're on the first day. You can just, you know, because it has to be sensorial. It cannot just be intellectual. So you have to be focused more, okay? Let's say, as an example, do you practice swing, put the tee on the ground, okay, away from the ball, because you should do your practice swing away from the ball anyway, mm-hmm. and do a practice swing and see if you can touch that tee. Then go and swing at it. The brain will be in a different mindset.
I like, so, yeah, so you hit the tee, you know, or something.
Yeah.
Right, right.
Correct.
And then that's your practice swing. Now tee it up again, put the ball on it, and now hit it. And don't think a lot about what you're doing. Just do it.
Correct, correct, correct. And then learn from that. I always like to share with people, I always say, and then of course they look at me like I come from a different planet, but
right.
I say, do you know that bad shot doesn't exist in golf? They start laughing and say, yeah, you don't play my golf.
I was about to.
Then I say, it's not a bad shot. It's a learning shot. What can you learn from it? You need to you know, have a sense of, okay, what can I learn? It's not simple. It's not easy, but it's very simple.
Wow.
You know, it's either the swing at the moment of impact. It's either too low, so you hit the big ball before the little ball, okay? So you make a big fat shot. Or you bottom of the swing is too high, and then you tap the ball, or you don't even touch it. So if we simplify the task to something that we can give ourselves a feedback on what you do, especially when you practice, you have to ask yourself, what is my measurement of success on that swing that I attempt to do? Is it, let's say as an example, can I make a divot on the target side of the ball? So meaning you will hit the ball and then the club keep traveling down with an iron and then you make a divot in front of the ball. If you evaluate only that, you will progress faster than if you have too many things at once that you want to accomplish.
Keep it simple, stupid.
But simplify the process and be aware of what is, I like when you started, it's a building block of motor skill.
Mm-hmm.
Because if that was only intellectual skill, Danielle, I would shoot 54 every time I go out. And I don't.
You don't.
No, I don't. But you see, so it's the same thing for your listener.
Yeah.
They're too much on the intellectual knowledge of the golf, they should be more on the sensorial of it. Because telling yourself what to do is not good enough. You have to experience it in your body.
And for those of us who have experienced so many times of not hitting it or topping it or, you know, that's so much in our mind when we stand there going, okay. And trying to eliminate those feelings of incompetence, embarrassment, and goodness knows what all else is running through your mind as you're standing there wondering if you're going to come through. You know, that is one of the psychological problems of this.
Correct.
Very difficult game. Because when we're catching a ball, you know, for those of us who are, like, athletically inclined, mm-hmm. I can throw baseballs, I can catch baseballs, I can do all this ball stuff. But when the little ball is sitting in front of me and it's not doing anything, it's being, you know, inert, it's just there. And I'm thinking, oh, how do I mess it up so often? That, you know, but the one time that I hit it beautifully, absolutely stunningly, I wasn't thinking at all. And I can't remember what I did.
Yeah. But you see, this is very good, Danielle, the way you bring it up. Because you don't want to think, let's say after you did a good shot, don't go in your intellectual part and trying to ask yourself intellectually what I did. I call that relive the experience of the moment. You do what I call a body scan. How did I move my feet here? How my hips were moving? It's not intellectual.
Yes.
It's, it fell, yes. First time my weight was on the, let's say, leading leg. Or, I didn't try to swing so hard. Or, like you were saying, mentally, the issue is the golfer is over the ball, and in his mind is they swing for not missing it. Well, we got a problem here. Your intention, is it missing, not missing it, or swinging efficiently? Like, people do a good shot and they act surprised. I look at them and I say, golfer, what was your intention? Not missing it? That's why you're surprised you did a good shot? Don't ever let a good shot go wasted, but don't go in the intellectual part of yourself, but more how that good swing feels. And guess what? That good swing is more often than not in your body. If you get out of your own way trying to do a gazillion thing in 1.6 seconds.
This is Claude Brousseau, PGA Master Director of Player Development at Wailea Golf Academy. That's at Wailea Golf Club on Maui. Beautiful, beautiful place. Golf Channel Academy lead coach, Golf Digest certified instructor, ranked number one teacher in the state of Hawaii by Golf Digest, the list of best teachers 2022, 2023 in every state. Second time in a row. Truly a wonderful person and hands-on, one of the best in the world. So if you'd like to, for instance, get his book because you don't want to travel to Maui or watch his videos, he has produced 48 with Golf Channel. You can get them on his website, claudeforbestgolf.com, or you might want to get his book. Go to claudeforbestgolf.com. On the top left button, it says buy now, and he'll even autograph it for you. So do get in touch with Claude Brousseau. Thank you so much for being on the show. It's always enlightening. Thank you.
Thank you so much for the opportunity, Danielle. Aloha.
Aloha. We're going to come back and find out, I'm confused about buying a house. Because it was slowing down, now it's speeding up, and that speeding up when the mortgage rates are going up, it just doesn't make any sense. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
You want a new home, but what do you need first? Call Cross Country Mortgage. Great customer service. They're your personal mortgage lender. Getting pre-approved is the key to being prepared to get the home you want. Cross Country offers a wide range of loans. Our Hawaii's savvy real estate lenders help your loan go smoothly. Call Derek at 808-445-4038. Experience mortgage made easy. Cross Country Mortgage, 808-445-4038.
Got a disaster in your business, high-rise, or home? Call MD Restoration, 24/7 Emergency and Disaster Restoration Service. We are totally COVID compliant. Floods, dirty water cleanup, fire damage repair, mold remediation, smoke damage, asbestos abatement, carpet and upholstery cleaning. Call 528-3434. We're also a licensed general contractor, insurance company experts. Need help now? MD Restoration takes the stress out of your disaster. Get MD cleaned now. Call 528-3434.
So, how have your investments done lately?
Well, my house has certainly appreciated a lot in the last few years.
How do you invest in that?
I put a new Rainer garage door on last year, made it beautiful, and I know I'll get my money when I sell my home. According to all reports, garage doors rank as one of the best improvements for both selling your home faster and getting back your entire investment.
What about cost today?
Rainer doors have never been a better investment. My door is quieter, stronger, safer, and it transformed the look of my house. Better yet, I added value to my home at the same time, and with inflation the way it is, I know everything will be a lot more expensive next year. So now was the perfect time to buy a Rainer door.
Call Rainer now for your stunning new door. Visit HawaiiDoor.com or call 808-732-8860.
That's HawaiiDoor.com, 808-732-8860. 732-8860.
You can buy new equipment and practice your swing, but peace of mind is the best way to improve your game. Our mission at CyPack is to safeguard organizations from cyber attacks and business disruption. We are an elite group of cybersecurity specialists providing the deepest level of cyber protection anywhere in Hawaii. As local residents with businesses and families, we are fully invested in protecting Hawaii's livelihoods and assets. With the serenity that comes from having CyPack watching your network and infrastructure, you can completely focus on your next swing. Call 808-861-9595 or on the web at cypac.com. That's CYPAC.com.
Ah, here's the local rule sign. Keep it in the fairway. It speeds up play. Now back to Danielle Tucker.
Let's bring in Derek Graber. Derek Graber, Cross Country Mortgage Regional Manager. Welcome into the clubhouse, Derek.
Hey, Danielle, how you doing?
Good.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Thank you for being a part of the golf club, making us possible. I'm curious. You probably heard me in the opening when I'm trying to, like, figure out everything doesn't make sense when it comes to them saying, okay, everything was slowing down in the sales, and then the interest rates went up, and now it's speeding up. What is up with that?
Yeah, so some sectors or some areas have cooled off a little bit, but I think still the days on market now, even though it's gone up a little bit, maybe it's still like 13 days, which is, that's an overall like median kind of days on market, which I, to me, honestly, that's still pretty quick.
It is.
You know, it kind of leads back to the, how important it is to get pre-approved, you know,
yeah,
beforehand, because things can go really quickly.
Yeah. And tell us, you know, why is it, as you're going out, you know, it's the weekend and you want to go check out what's available, what open house is open. Why should I get pre-approved if I don't even know if I'm going to like what I find?
Because it gives everyone a sense of A, it gives a price range, you know, of knowing. So that way you're not out here, especially here in Hawaii, right? You can easily go and look at a house that's $2 million and be like, oh my gosh, you know, this is something the family could live in. But if you don't know if you can afford, you know, get pre-approved up to that amount, you know, that's first and foremost, you know, it gives you a price range to know where to shop within. But then secondly, it also, you know, it just, it helps the process go smoother because you're going to have to put an offer. Still, agents are wanting to put an offer in really quick. You know, if you find a place you like, boom, we got to put this offer in. And if it's like tomorrow is when the offers are due and you haven't talked to a lender yet, well, you're kind of behind the eight ball and you're putting the lender, you know, whoever you're talking to, whether it's me or anyone else out there, you're expecting them to just drop everything and go ahead. And that's, you know, you're not always, that's not always going to happen. You just never know somebody else's schedule, right?
Right, right. So you'd be like window shopping if you went out without getting pre-approved.
Yeah, that's a really good way to put it.
Yeah.
And then if you're wanting to jump on that window quickly, it's like, well,
sold out.
That may not happen.
All right. Okay. So in this market, you really need to have all of your ducks in a row before you submit an offer. Tell us about that.
Yeah, I agree. I really think so, because that's, like I said, if you wait until the last minute, then that kind of puts everybody in a tough position. So if you get your ducks in a row, it just really helps everything start out on the right process. You get your ducks in a row, then everybody's like, okay, cool. We know what, you know, your maximum pre-approval amount is, so that way we're not looking at properties above or too low, you know, in the price range. And then you can submit offers quickly. Everybody's just, I guess it kind of starts everything off on the right foot right there.
Would I meet you if I went to Cross Country Mortgage and sat down with Derek Graber to get pre-approved? Would you be there for a phone call?
Oh, yeah. Always, for sure. You know, we're located in Kaimuki on Harding Avenue, 3555 Harding Avenue. You can come in or you can give me a call as well. And I can meet you. We can meet at my office. It's really, I try to accommodate everybody because I know we're all busy, right? So if I got to meet you somewhere at a Starbucks or at your home, you know, if that's easiest for you, I can 100% do that and would love to.
Right, right, because you know you're talking with your significant other, and you want to, you've gotten pre-approved, but there's questions that you're asking that you hadn't really asked before of each other, and you know, well, we need to call Derek and ask him. You stick with your clients, right? Once you're pre-approved, you're on Derek's bus.
Yeah, exactly. So I do have like a team of, you know, processing and underwriting as well, but I'm the main contact throughout the whole process.
Excellent.
For an individual. So that way I know what's going on. I can answer questions a lot easier, you know, for them. Because, of course, you know, I want my clients and everyone to succeed and grow, you know, their personal wealth through real estate. So I'm definitely there to help and, you know, see if what you're looking at is going to be beneficial to you.
Right on. And loans, are they difficult to get now in this market?
No, it's, well, after 2008, we had a lot of regulation come in, right? So it was, so of course, you know, it's a lot different than it was, you know, back then in the sense of qualifying and just the regulations that are in place. But it's not impossible by any means. There's a lot of loan programs out there, and that's something that I think, you know, us at Cross Country Mortgage do really well. We're a solution-oriented lender, you know, that offers fast and efficient personal service. We want to get you that home, you know, if it's going to work for you and you can afford it and it makes sense, you know, and then you can make that monthly payment, we want to get that loan for you.
Right on. I like this. Down payments can be as low as 5% for loan amounts at or below $970,000.
Yeah, so our county loan limit out here for like a, what they'll call like a Fannie and Freddie conventional loan, is $970,800. And then we do have low down payment options, especially for first-time home buyers. And then, of course, you know, the VA, if they're veterans or active duty members, you know, they can do as low as 0% down.
Wow. Okay. I like this one, too. The figure you gave me was 20 to 30% down is required for the higher loan amounts, like up to $9 million are available. I want that.
Correct.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they want more skin in the game at that point. At that level, what they'll call like the super jumbo levels. Yeah, it's higher credit scores are needed and a larger down payment because, you know, from a lending standpoint, we want more skin in the game because it's a larger loan amount for one person.
Absolutely.
Spread out to many.
Yeah, we don't want to have any more problems like we had before 2008. Thank you very much for being on the show and clarifying so much. Derek Graber, originating branch manager and the Cross Country Mortgage regional manager here in Hawaii. Derek, and thanks for explaining, because sometimes when the media says, well, you know, sales have slowed down. Well, that's, you know, slowed down 13 days on the market. Didn't seem slow to me. Thank you very much.
Exactly. Thank you.
Aloha.
Aloha.
We're going to come back. We've got Alex Myers, and he's a senior writer at Golf Digest magazine. I've got a little bone to pick with Alex. I think he switched up the grind on me when I wasn't looking. We'll be back with Alex Myers. Love him. Senior writer, Golf Digest, after this.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
Aloha Power Equipment has moved from Sand Island to Iwilei. Their new superstore is open at 500 Alakava, located across from Home Depot's Iwilei parking structure. Honda, Maruyama, Shindaiwa, Echo, Milwaukee, Steel, riding mowers, robotic mowers, chainsaws, weed whackers, generators, blowers, they've got it all.
Aloha.
Waipahu and now Iwilei.
Power Equipment.
We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment.
Are you ready to take your game to the next level? Own the simulators the pros use. The award-winning Golf Zone simulators are now available in Hawaii. Automatic ball return and tee up. 5 different hitting surfaces, 200 courses worldwide, and a moving dual plate floor system with worldwide internet connectivity. To get yours, contact Dan at Indoor Birdie Hawaii.
808-635-3989.
I'm Colin Morikawa, 2020 PGA Champion. In every golf journey, some goals can feel like an uphill climb, even intimidating, especially if you're on your own. But in the game of golf, helping hands are all around us. Whether you dream of a championship or you're just trying to make golf your thing, PGA coaches have industry-leading knowledge, guidance, and support to help you take the next step. Just like my PGA coach, Rick Sessinghouse, has always done for me. Wherever your golf journey is headed, a PGA coach can get you there. Find your PGA coach at pga.com/coach.
So, how have your investments done lately?
Well, my house has certainly appreciated a lot in the last few years.
How do you invest in that?
I put a new Rainer garage door on last year, made it beautiful, and I know I'll get my money when I sell my home. According to all reports, garage doors rank as one of the best improvements for both selling your home faster and getting back your entire investment.
What about cost today?
Rainer doors have never been a better investment. My door is quieter, stronger, safer, and it transformed the look of my house. Better yet, I added value to my home at the same time, and with inflation the way it is, I know everything will be a lot more expensive next year. So now was the perfect time to buy a Rainer door.
Call Rainer now for your stunning new door. Visit HawaiiDoor.com or call 808-732-8860.
That's HawaiiDoor.com, 808-732-8860.
Got my new book, Three Tips to Play Better Golf. Practice, practice, practice. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
Alex Myers, senior writer, Golf Digest Magazine. Welcome into the clubhouse.
Hey, Danielle, how's it going?
It's going really good. I didn't mean to put you on edge. I was just looking. You've changed your column, The Grind. It's a little bit different, isn't it?
It is? Oh, that's new.
Are you doing buying?
What are you seeing?
I'm seeing a lot more videos. I'm seeing you deliver the story, which is really, really cool.
Oh, yeah. I've been doing that for a while. I guess, you know, it accompanies the written word, so to speak, usually. So there's usually the column and the video both come out on Tuesdays.
Uh-huh.
There's not always a video, but I'd say usually there is, and I kind of pick one thing to go a little deeper in on the video. But, yeah, I'm still churning. And you know, even with the PGA Tour off these couple weeks, there is no shortage of stories going on. I mean, it is just nonstop drama, action, you know, crazy stuff happening. It's been a wild, wild season, and it doesn't look like it's slowing down anytime soon.
Are you still buying and selling?
Oh, yeah, I'm still buying and selling.
Uh-huh.
I'm still,
uh-huh.
you know, going through the social media
uh-huh.
and
uh-huh.
dredging up all the stuff that other people don't want to see and doing all that stuff and kind of coming up with my own little twist on it. So, again, there's just so much stuff going on. It's crazy with all the live stuff and now the drama with, you know, the PGA Tour and now the DP World Tour this week. And then this week, I mean, geez, you know, RIP Queen Elizabeth. I mean, everything is happening. It's just all part of this season. That just, again, it's like every week something happens that, you know, we've never seen before. So, you know, it's been fun to cover, but it's definitely, I need a break from golf at some point. It's just been kind of a whirlwind.
Yes. It's, you know, 2022 has been
yeah.
like a stunner. It's torn apart what's normal. There is no normal
right.
anymore. And, you know, at one thing, you know, so everything seems to be on a roll. The Tour Championship went well, and we're going
yep.
into the BMW, at Wentworth. And then all of a sudden, you know, as you said, rest in peace, I was shocked. I mean, you know, here's the woman, she's 96 years old, but I'm shocked. She died, you know, and it's like,
well,
whoa.
Yeah, I mean, it's just the timing of it because,
right.
of course, this is, you know, this, it, again, it's, I'm not into conspiracy theories, but it is unbelievable that the year that Netflix decides to get in bed with pro golf and do this behind-the-scenes show, that all this stuff happens. Now, obviously, that would be a crazy conspiracy when you get the Queen's death involved. Of course, we're not
serious.
Anything. Yeah, but just the fact then that you finally had this, the European Tour, now the DP World Tour, their flagship event, the BMW PGA, it's, you know, it's in England, of course. This is like the one big event in England all year. This
right.
is the event now where 19 LIV guys were going to play, even though they were kind of told you're not welcome.
Right.
And some of the guys were told, they were explicitly told, don't wear any of your LIV stuff. And you got Ian Poulter and Patrick Reed there wearing LIV logos all over their shirts. So you had all this drama already. You had Ian Poulter and Billy Horschel meeting on the green, and we need a professional lip reader, but they were definitely not having a friendly chit-chat early in the week. And you had all this stuff going on. And then the queen dies, and you have suspension of play and this and that, and you, will they finish the tournament? Not that they are going to finish it, but it's going to be 54 holes.
It's going to be 54 holes.
Because that's what Liv does. It's just unbelievable.
You got that. You got that. It was right after Rory said to someone about, you know, some competition. He said, well, yeah. I won't worry about it because we play 72 holes and they'll be tired exactly. after 54.
And now they're going to play 54. I know.
Yes.
And then there's the whole world ranking thing. Should it count? It's 54. Now it's going to be 54. And of course, this is going to count. It's, again, it's the biggest event on the European tour, now the DP World Tour. So just all, again, it's like Netflix. I mean, they are either, you know, masterminds of the greatest conspiracy of all time, or they are just really, really, really lucky that they picked this year of all years to chronicle professional golf. Because I think most sports fans would probably say, wow, professional golf. I mean, we love it, Daniel. Don't get us wrong. I would say us golfers love to follow it. But, you know, the casual sports fan is probably, like, thinking golf's pretty lame.
Yeah.
Well, golf's not lame this year.
No.
Right? There's plenty of drama. So, again, kudos to Netflix. Can't wait to see how it all comes out. I feel bad for their editors because they're going to have to go through and cut
so
out
so much,
you know, hundreds and hundreds of hours of crazy footage that in a normal year would actually be pretty exciting. But there's just too much going on. It's been a wild year.
So was that really Ian Poulter like pushing Billy Horschel in the chest?
You know, I think if he had pushed him, you would have seen Billy Horschel react a little more, you know, upset. So I wouldn't say it, you know, it was fighting words. But
okay.
I think that Billy Horschel, who again has been as outspoken as anybody with these guys, and not only in kind of like the critical way, but also, I mean, he flat out said this week, what are you guys doing here?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not even like he's saying, I don't really think they should be here. He's saying, what are you doing here? And I think for him to say it was a little weird just because, of course, he's a PGA Tour guy. He's not even a European Tour guy. Now, he happened to be the defending champ of this event. But if you look at his past track record, which, of course, Taylor Gooch, one of the LIV guys, pointed out, he doesn't play in a lot of, you know, standalone European Tour events. He's played in World Golf Championships. Obviously, he plays in majors. So it's not like he's been this big supporter of the European Tour throughout his career either. Not that anybody would expect an American player to do that. But it just, coming from him, it was probably a little weird. And then like an Ian Poulter, who meanwhile obviously has supported the European Tour for a long time. Of course, he plays a lot on the PGA Tour as well. But it probably rubbed those guys specifically the wrong way. Maybe, you know, maybe obviously not the Patrick Reeds of the world and the Taylor Gooches. They don't really have as much of a leg to stand up. But an Ian Poulter, who has played for years and years over there, you know, it probably rubbed him the wrong way. I think he just said, look, and explained his side of the story. And, you know, I think they moved on. They've both joked about it in comments and stuff.
That's great. Yes.
But, yeah, I mean, again, this is golf, Danielle. We didn't see them come to blows. Was it, if it was basketball or football, there probably would have been a fist fight. But it's golf. So they were able to kind of, you know, chill out and calm down and before anything got too out of hand.
High five.
Yeah, high five. Too.
Yeah, right. Now, were you surprised that Cameron Smith lost his parking space at TPC Sawgrass?
You know, I'm not. I guess I would say it did happen pretty quick. You know, they could have waited till the end of the year. You know, because what's weird about that situation now, TPC Sawgrass is the PGA Tour headquarters, but it's obviously not the headquarters for all the individual players. That being said, there are a lot of players who do live in the Jacksonville area, and they use that as their main practice facility because, of course, it's a fantastic practice facility. So, you know, Billy Horschel is another one of those guys, and actually Billy Horschel and Cameron Smith are a very good friend. So Cameron Smith, you know, Jim Furyk back in the day always was there. The one time I played TPC Sawgrass, there was a rain delay. We saw Vijay Singh sitting there in the clubhouse waiting out a rain delay as well. So, you know, it's a place where the players go to play and practice.
I see. Yeah.
And if you're not on tour anymore, you know, it's kind of you're not really supposed to be there anymore. So I can kind of see it. Now, they did go about it pretty quick, taking it away, putting up the sign, tour players only. I get it. I mean, he's going to a rival tour. It's like if we change jobs.
Yes.
Of course, you turn in your key card. You turn in, you don't get your parking spot anymore.
Take your box and leave.
Especially if you go to a competitor, your company is not going to, treat you great on the way out. They're going to be like, get out of here. Get out. We don't want you stealing any more secrets or anything. So I can see both sides. It happened pretty quick, but I guess I can kind of see why it happened.
Yeah. Okay. John Daly, seriously, one of the great athletes of our time?
Danielle, obviously, I've been known to use a little hyperbole. I will admit to that. Okay? Just a little here and there. But John Daly, I'm sorry. This guy, videos keep coming out of him. And by the way, all these videos are when he's in flip-flops. But him knocking down three-pointers in a gym. We hear about his prowess as a kicker in high school. Obviously, just rolling out of the car and hitting 350-yard drives when he's, as old as he is in his, late 50s. He does it all in flip-flops and, without a care in the world and while he's drinking. And
while he's holding a beer can.
He's drunk on TV the week before. I mean, this guy is crazy. And yet he goes out on the mound and I've never seen someone not even come to a full stop and just spin around and fire a strike. I mean, Danielle, how many times do you even see people throw accurate first pitches? Now, factor in that he hosed it with some good velocity, and again, just kind of spinning into it while wearing flip-flops, I don't know. The guy is a natural talent. I mean, just look at him. You wouldn't expect it, but the way he can handle himself around the greens, obviously the power that he brings, and his other previous first pitch, he's very creative, too. He threw one over the backstop, which on purpose, which I've never seen someone do. So the guy has a great arm. We know he's got a great leg. We know he's got great touch in golf, but also on the basketball court. He's a really good athlete. And by the way, he's got some serious pipes. I mean, we've all heard him do the cover of Knocking on Heaven's Door. He does it. That's basically the only song I think he plays. But he can sing. He's a very talented person, John Daly.
That was my issue with you this week, and I miss you very, very much. This is Alex Myers, senior writer and columnist. His column is The Grind, Golf Digest magazine. Find it there online, golfdigest.com. Thank you so much for being on the show.
You got it. Anytime, Danielle. Take
Always
care.
A good
soon.
Laugh. Thank you. Aloha.
Aloha.
And serious at the same time. Okay, we're going to come back. Ron Cyrak, award-winning writer, Golf Channel contributor, PGA of America Lifetime Achievement and Journalism Award recipient. He'll be with us right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
The Golf Club tip number 72. Don't throw your club over the fence. It slows down play. We'll be right back with Danielle Tucker in a few moments. Got a disaster in your business, high-rise, or home? Call MD Restoration, 24/7 emergency and disaster restoration service. We are totally COVID compliant. Floods, dirty water cleanup, fire damage repair, mold remediation, smoke damage, asbestos abatement, carpet and upholstery cleaning. Call 528-3434. We're also a licensed general contractor, insurance company experts. Need help now? MD Restoration takes the stress out of your disaster. Get MD cleaned now. Call 528-3434.
KORL YNI Honolulu.
PGA Junior League is a fun team golf experience for kids that the entire family can enjoy.
Boys and girls learn the game from PJ and LPGA professionals and have a great time with friends.
Find your team and get ready for a fun and exciting PGA Junior League season.
I want to see you out playing in your jersey and having fun. Visit PGAJuniorLeague.com.
You want a new home, but what do you need first? Call Cross Country Mortgage. Great customer service. They're your personal mortgage lender. Getting pre-approved is the key to being prepared to get the home you want.
Cross Country offers a wide range of loans. Our Hawaii's savvy real estate lenders help your loan go smoothly. Call Derek at 808-445-4038. Experience mortgage made easy. Cross Country Mortgage, 808-445-4038.
You can buy new equipment and practice your swing, but peace of mind is the best way to improve your game. Our mission at SciPac is to safeguard organizations from cyber attacks and business disruption. We are an elite group of cybersecurity specialists providing the deepest level of cyber protection anywhere in Hawaii. As local residents with businesses and families, we are fully invested in protecting Hawaii's livelihoods and assets. With the serenity that comes from having SciPac watching your network and infrastructure, you can completely focus on your next swing. Call 808-861-9595 or on the web at cypac.com. That's CYPAC.com.
Yeah. A mongoose stole my ball. What's the rule on that? Let's get back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
And joining us now, Ron Syrak, award-winning writer, Golf Channel contributor, PGA of America Lifetime Achievement and Journalism Award recipient, LPGA Media Excellence Award, and author of Vision 54 Trilogy with Lynn Marriott and Pia Nilsson, including Play Your Best Golf Now. Welcome into the clubhouse, Ron.
Aloha, Danielle. Thanks for having me on. Always a pleasure.
Oh, it is. Always a pleasure to talk with you. And it's so exciting to hear the International Crown is returning next year.
I think it's a brilliant, brilliant format. I love it. I was so happy that, you know, there was a lot of pressure on the LPGA at one point to blow up the Solheim Cup, you know, and to include the rest of the world, particularly Asia, in the Solheim Cup. And they decided, instead of doing that, to create this other event, the International Crown. So now they have two terrific team events, the Solheim Cup and the International Crown. Thrilled to have it back on the schedule.
Yeah.
It got bumped originally because of COVID.
Of course.
Then they had a little trouble getting everything, all the ducks back lined up. But looks like they're going to be there now.
Do you know where they're going to play, possibly?
I don't. The great thing about the International Crown is we're going to see it moved around the world. You know, we've had it in the States, and we've had it in Korea, and I think you're going to see it. You're going to see it be a traveling show, and that's really, really going to be good for the overall game of golf, and particularly for women's golf.
Right on. So the first year Spain won. Next time it was played, it was the U.S. Then South Korea. That in itself is fantastic. Such, you know, change.
Yeah. The first time, Kays Valley was a surprise. Spain, you know, I mean, everybody thought, oh, it's going to be a battle between South Korea and the United States.
Right.
And Spain sort of came out of nowhere and won it. And then the United States took a lot of guff because of that. So they came back and won the next one. And then it went to Korea for the first time, and Korea won over there, which was really, really impressive, because when you're playing in your home country before your home fans, particularly in South Korea, there's a lot of pressure on you. There's really a lot of pressure on you to come up big, and they did.
Now, we're playing on the LPGA, a brand new event, Kroger Queen City Championship, presented by P&G. This is in Cincinnati, Ohio. Is that a big golf community?
Yeah, you know, there used to be at one time there were four events in Ohio, you know, now they had Toledo last week. There was a U.S. Women's Open in Cincinnati at one point. It is a very, very golf passionate community. It's one of those spots that's great to have on the schedule, and I hope it's someplace that remains on the schedule. And that whole idea of we just had a little swing that went from the Canadian Open in Ontario, Canada, then to Toledo, right across the Great Lakes into northern Ohio, and then boom, down to southern Ohio for Cincinnati. And I like that idea. It's sort of a flashback to the old days when, you know, as one caddy told me, I used to put 50,000 miles a year on my car. Now I get 75,000 frequent flyer miles. So sort of a flashback to the old days.
Yes, exactly. Being able to commute. Probably for some folks on the tour, it's a lot less expensive, although with the gas prices, but they're less, much lower on the mainland. Hawaii's Allison Korpuz, unfortunately, didn't make the cut. She was in really good company. Lexi Thompson didn't. Hinako Shibuno didn't. Brittany Lang didn't. Patty Tavatanikit didn't. And someone you were writing about, Gianna Clemente, is that how you pronounce her name?
Yeah, Gianna Clemente, she's remarkable. She's 14 years old. She's Monday qualified for three consecutive tournaments. You know, she did Canada, Toledo, and now Cincinnati. She hasn't made the cut yet. She is an she's from Ohio, so she's playing in her area. But first day, she shot two under par and hit 13 out of 14 fairways and 17 out of 18 greens. Now, for the 2 days, she needed 33 putts both days, so that's something she got to work on. She's got to putt a little better. But yeah, for 14, Monday qualifying once is a feat. But, you know, because I don't know if your listeners are familiar, Monday qualifiers, it's usually maybe 2 to 4 players play in get a spot in the tournament. So a bunch, maybe 30, 40 players go out, and the top 2, top 3, top 4 get in the field. And she did 3 weeks in a row. And this week she shot like 65 in the qualifier and won it. So she's definitely someone to keep an eye on. The other person who did make the cut this week, and I'm really glad to see her name popping back up now, is Paula Creamer. She played last week, didn't make the cut. She's working her way back from a bunch of different things, from injuries, from childbirth. It's good to see her back out mixing it up with the other women.
Oh, come on. I literally copied your tweet. Well, if Paula Creamer is anything, she's entertaining. Thursday at Queen City LPGA, that's the way it is on Twitter, she shot even par 72. Pretty dull. Except she had 5 bogeys, a double bogey, 3 birdies, an eagle, and a hole-in-one. Welcome back to the LPGA Tour, Pink Panther. I thought that was so cool. That's an incredible, 5 bogeys, double bogey, 3 birdies, an eagle, then a hole-in-one. It's amazing.
She's, she's a huge, huge, huge fan favorite. I covered the first LPGA event she won, which was in 2005. I mean, think of that. What's that, 17 years ago? She was, I don't even think she had turned 18. I think she was still 17, turned 18 like a week later. I know she had to miss her high school graduation because she won that tournament. She qualified for the next week's tournament. But she's a huge fan favorite. She's sort of like Ricky Fowler, except yes, She's won more than Ricky did. She's got a major. She won the U.S. Women's Open in 2010 at Oakmont. I would like to see her get back into the mix. She burst on the scene with Morgan Pressel, and Morgan has now transitioned into the TV booth. But it'd be nice to see Paula get out there and win a tournament again.
Yeah, it really would be, because when she was 17, I remember at Turtle Bay, she was walking through the lobby with her spikes on.
Yeah,
I'm like, that okay. She's young. Yeah, a lot of fun. It's just so much going on. Last week's tournament, the Dana Open presented by Marathon, you were covering that pretty substantially on Golf Channel.
Yeah, and I was doing double duty because I was at the U.S. Senior Women's Open, which was in Dayton, Ohio, Kettering, Ohio, actually. So I was doing both weighing in on Toledo for the Golf Channel and also covering and writing about the Senior Women's Open for USGA.org. So it was a hectic week.
It was a hectic week. What was your takeaway from the Dana Open presented by Marathon?
Well, you talk about golf passionate communities. That stop has been on the LPGA Tour for a very, very long time. It used to be, Jamie Farr used to be the host of that tournament, Corporal Klinger from MASH. And players like to play there because the ones who are baseball fans scoot over to Detroit and catch Tiger games that week. But they had the Solheim Cup at Inverness and Toledo. last year, and it embraces the game of golf, but it really embraces the women's game.
Yeah, well, Gabby Lopez winning that 18 under, right?
She's this could be the kind of thing. She won her first tournament in 2018, and that got her into the 2020 Tournament of Champions, the first event of the year in 2020, and she went out and she won that. And it looked like, okay, this is going to kickstart her career, and then COVID hit. And I think that really threw a kerfuffle into her development as a player. And now she's back. She had overcame a neck injury and a left wrist injury this year, which slowed her down. But now that she's won, she's now got three victories out there. She's 27 years old. She took that other route to greatness. She played 4 years of college golf at the University of Arkansas. I think we're going to see more wins from her. I think this was a breakthrough win. What I love about her is the passion that she plays with. You can see it. She's demonstrative. When she makes a big, she won it. She had the birdies 16, 17, and 18 to win at Dana, and she hit it the kick-in distance on 16 and 17. But at 18, she had to make a 12-footer for birdie for the win. And when it went in, man, she gave a modified Tiger Woods response with her clenched fist, pump fist. It was pretty cool to watch.
Yeah, and she walked away with $262,500. This purse was generous for women's golf.
Yeah, one of the undercovered stories of this year, because we've been so concerned with LIV Golf and everything else that's going on, is the fact that the LPGA is playing for near $100 million this year. It's north of $90 million. And 10 years ago, they were playing for about $41, $42 million. And the fact that the prize money has increased so much, and the major championships have moved the bar for the other tournament. You know, it's now a $10 million purse at the U.S. Women's Open, and all of the majors, all five of the majors, have purses north of $5 million. So that sort of set the standard for the other tournaments. It's sort of like saying to the other tournaments, hey, come on, join us, you know, try to kick in some more money, and we're seeing it starting to happen. One of the other things that flew under the radar screen this week for the LPGA is they had a featured group arrangement with ESPN.
Yes.
And they used to be on ESPN, too, the LPGA, maybe 15 years ago. I think being on ESPN Plus that's how you grow your product, because you are reaching, when you're on Golf Channel, and Golf Channel does a terrific job covering the game, but you're preaching to the choir. Those people watching Golf Channel are already golf fans.
Right.
There are people on ESPN who are not necessarily golf fans, but they're sports fans. And this is a chance to bring new people into the tent, new eyes to your product. And I think that was a great, great thing this week. I think they're doing it again next week. And I'd like to see this continue on, to have this relationship with ESPN Plus.
Absolutely. Absolutely fabulous. I'm glad you brought that up, because it's one of the things I wanted to talk about. Now, when you were covering the U.S. Senior Women's Open, Jill McGill doesn't look like a senior, frankly.
No. absolutely. Well, she's barely won, but, it's funny. I remembered when I saw the pairings for Sunday, and they were in the next to the last group, but it was Jill McGill and Annika Sorenstam playing together. And I thought, holy moly, I remember 20 years ago at the U.S. Women's Open at Prairie Dunes in Hutchinson, Kansas, the final group on Sunday was Jill McGill and Annika Sorenstam. And that day it didn't go well for Jill. She shot like 78. Julie Inkster shot 66, ended up winning the tournament. Annika finished second. But on this particular Sunday, Jill came out and she dusted Annika and won the tournament, sold it away. Probably should have been won by Laura Davies, who made a quadruple bogey 8 on number 12 on the final day. But that week has become one of my favorite weeks of the year. I love the U.S. Senior Women's Open. I think anybody, if it ever comes into a market where you are and you got a chance to go see it, it is a relaxed, comfortable week. Well, you get to see absolute legends of the game. Joanne Carner, 83 years old, shot her age both days.
Wow.
Shot 83-83 on a 6,200-yard golf course set up to USGA tournament specs.
Wow.
That's worth the price of admission right there.
Right there. in the last minutes we have, Lucy Lee was right on top of the leaderboard last week at the Dana. Your thoughts on what Lucy Lee needs to do?
Lucy Lee's story is working out better than I thought it was. I was there in 2014 at Pinehurst number 2 when she was an 11-year-old qualifier in the U.S. Women's Open. And, you know, she famously did her interview while licking an ice cream cone.
Yes.
Had the pigtails. And everything about it was cute. But I was worried. I was worried, like,
me too.
You know, we're throwing an 11-year-old onto this big stage. And she, though, is, she's done it the right way. She's played a lot of junior golf. She went out on the Epson Tour and won twice there, which gave her some status on the LPGA. And then she did a couple of top tens, which got her in the more LPGA events. She's earned her card for next year. She's 19 years old, and 8 years after seeing her as an 11-year-old at the U.S. Women's Open, I'm not worried about her anymore. I think she's handled this very, very well. I think the people around her have managed the development of her career very well, and I think we're going to see big things from Lucy.
Awesome. Ron Cyrak, thank you so much. Always so enjoyable talking with you. And, you know, it's funny when I say one thing, you have a memory that is just absolutely amazing. You can go back.
Oh, I'm just making it all up, Danielle. I don't really know what I'm talking about.
You do it with such aplomb. Thank you so much.
Aplomb and a peach. Thank you very much.
Aloha. Bye-bye. Okay, we need to thank our sponsors. Tune up your golf game every day, any time of day. I mean, if you can't sleep at night. Yeah? A Golf Zone golf simulator needs to be in your home. Or, you know, if you just want to play a course, like, okay, I can't sleep, but, you know, they're up in St. Andrews, so I'm going to play St. Andrews right now. Okay. Or you could play with friends who are awake in another time zone, because you can literally play with friends from around the world, available for hotels, resorts, indoor golf lounges, or your home. Call Dan, Indoor Birdie Hawaii, 808-635-3989. Aloha Power Equipment's Megastore. That's right. It's right on Iwilei Road, on Alakava, I should say, in Iwilei, next door to Costco gas station. Really easy to see them. You'll find all of the Aloha Power Equipment far out stuff. You know, the stuff that you want to conquer. The weeds that have grown up around you. Weed whackers, chainsaws, robotic mowers, riding mowers, generators, you name it. And if you're in Waipahu, they are too. Call Derek at Cross Country Mortgage if you're looking for a house. Great customer service, because you want to get pre-qualified, pre-approved, pre-everything, so that when you find that place, you can sit there and go, here it is, I'm ready to go, and you don't have to wait. So call Derek at 808-445-4038. MD Restoration, flood, fire disasters. I hope not, but if it happens and you need help, and MD Restoration, they will be on it for you. And they're so calm when they come in, and you're so stressed. Yeah, I know. At any time of the day, right away, if disaster strikes your home or your office, just call MD Restoration. They're licensed contractors. They'll do your cleanup, and then they'll do your repair. Rainer Garage Doors, a beautiful look, maximum security, quiet, safe, adds value to your home. It's the perfect time to buy. 676-3667. I jumped ahead. Let me say that again. 376-3667, HawaiiDoor.com. And we are very honored to have the support of the Aloha Section PGA. The best way to get good at this game is to learn from a PGA. And by the way, all the guys are out Poipu Bay. They are playing the Aloha Section top performers. They're out there, and they are going to the winner of this tournament, the Aloha Section Golf Pro Tournament. The winner qualifies to play in the Sony Open. So this is, you know, everything's on the line here. So may you all hit the sweet spot every time. SciPac for cybersecurity for your company or your organization. SciPac, an elite group of cyber specialists providing the deepest level of protection anywhere in Hawaii. Online at SciPac.com. Call them 808-861-9595. This show is at RadioGolfClub.com as a podcast. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club radio show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on The Golf Club.
Copyright 2022.